Welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard, and today I'm going to talk about the Nintendo 3DS, which just recently released past Sunday. I went to the midnight launch at a GameStop locally. The GameStop I happened to pre-order the system at also happened to have the midnight launch, the only one in my area. And there were about 15 people there, and they basically said if you didn't pre-order your system before March 22nd, you weren't going to get one, because that's all they had the pre-orders for. So, picked it up that night, and it was kind of weird because there were a bunch of people also filming the first few people walking out with 3DSs, and it just seemed kind of silly, so I was glad I was near the end of the line, so they left before I picked up my system, so I didn't get in their stupid little video. But, so basically the 3DS, the 3D effect, I have to say for a lot of games, at least for Pilot Wings, Resort, the one game I picked up, is more of a forced perspective. In terms of what's in the front, what's in, you know, close to you, stays that distance, and really the depth is how far away things are rather than things reaching out of the screen toward you, which I think is a lot better, more comfortable than most other forms of 3D. The analog stick, the circle pad, as they call it, is very smooth and responsive, and certainly more comfortable than the convex instead of concave, like the PSP, and the depth slider works quite well in terms of, you know, adjusting for 3D depth and working smoothly and looking comfortable. And I haven't had any eye strain or fatigue like a lot of other people have been complaining about, or even have I've complained about from 3D movies and other 3D content. It's very comfortable, even on the highest setting. I can sit and play it for several hours and not feel any issues. The hinge on the actual system itself between the screens is a little flaky, a little wobbly, but, you know, all the DSs have been that way, so there's nothing new there. The stylus, the telescoping stylus, is pretty good, but it's in the back beside the cartridge slot. I'm used to it being on the left or right side, so it'd be more comfortable to pull out, but then you basically have to close your system in order to conveniently pull out the stylus, and then open it up because it's telescoping, so it's a little thing, so you have to double the length there. And the charging cradle that came with the system is convenient, although it's just obviously a piece of plastic with the charging base on it, so it's kind of cheap. A lot of people were hoping for something that was conductive, so it's like one of those conductive pads that you just place the system on top of instead of having to plug it into anything, but that didn't work out. Fortunately, you can replace the battery. It is easy, just four screws in the back that you can replace the battery with. And the 3D itself, in terms of the cameras, it works quite well. I mean, automatically adjusts. You can manually adjust it too if you want to, but I think the auto-adjust works just fine. And I've done a lot of tests and just basically taking pictures of things and showing it to people, and they all say they can see the 3D, and it's very convenient and capable, and I think that, you know, when they add 3D video, it will be very impressive. But again, it's just a 0.3 megapixel camera. It's actually three, I guess. There's one in the front and two in the back, but the basic problem is that it's simple. A lot of people complain it's 0.3 megapixels, it's not going to look all that good. But when you think about what the system is doing, is taking two pictures simultaneously and then combining them and putting them on the SD card, which, when it does save a picture, it saves it as a 2D JPEG and a 3D.mpo file, which apparently is a standard 3D picture format. So if you take it to another device that does support 3D, it will open those pictures. And they are about almost double the size, which makes sense because it's being two pictures jammed together. And of course, every picture you take, you know, takes a lot more space than the DSi. And also the nice thing about the system, it has MP3 support now, because the previous, the DSi, only had AAC, and I didn't, even though I am an Apple fan, I do not format my songs in AAC, so it's nice to see MP3 support. And there's also a wireless switch on the right-hand side that turns on and off wireless support conveniently instead of having to go through the menus. Alright, I'm going to have another episode probably about Pilot Wings in just a little bit, so follow me on Dilbert42 on Twitter, or send me an email, codemaster2005@gmail.com.